escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
For a while, people have debated, is it better to pull in or back into a parking spot? Well, AAA has come out and said, indeed, it is better to back in to your parking spot. It's really just about minimizing your blind spots. Yeah, I know. Guys tend to do this a lot more than women. You two always back into your spot.
Well, we do. And my wife says, that's just showing off. That's what she said to me. I said, why do you always do that? It's just showing off. And I'm like, what's it showing off? I mean, number one, I don't need a backup camera to do it.
Now, but some guys
if
do
you have
show
one,
off.
It's easier.
It is kind of like, oh, check me out. Look at how
it's
cool I am.
It's because we drive trucks.
Well,
it's
that's
easier
fair.
To back a truck in than it is to try to pull it in.
Why is that?
I find it, yeah, you don't. Our turn radius doesn't turn well going into a spot. So I always have to like do almost a 2 or 3 point turn to get in. But if I back up, it's easier for me to back in.
Mark, what's your reasoning?
No,
you
I think he's right with the, but I tend to do it in a car too.
Yeah, I do it with a car too now, but it's just because it's
instinct. But you're absolutely right about the truck. It is easier to back it in with that turn radius is a little shorter on if you've got big old pickup trucks like we do, don't you?
Exactly. I do it to be cool like you guys.
If you're a man, you drive a pickup truck, and then you have to back it in to look cool.
Sue, do you back in?
I do not.
No. Again, a lot of men always want to back into their parking
plus,
spots.
Plus, if you got to get away quick.
I know, they do say they
the
do
right
say
way.
That.
That's a good point. I hadn't thought about that.
That's funny. I will do it every now and then, but it is not my go-to.
Mine has to do sort of because I get here so early, and I'm the first car, so I back in so I can get to the door quickly. Because it puts me on the door side.
Yeah.
I get
just
it.
Saying.
Oh, I got you. That's pretty funny.
It's those 10 steps that are grueling, you know?
Yeah. Well, when your arms are full of stuff and you're trying to buzz into a door, you have no
that's
idea
fair.
Who's behind you.
This is very true. So this story out of New Jersey. So you're about to be the mom of two kids. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to learn to corral them when they're in restaurants, right?
I already do with, you, yeah,
you
with
already
one,
do.
But now two, yep.
Right, so this mom goes into this restaurant in New Jersey. Her three-year-old kicked the leg off out from under a $1,600 marble table. Ooh. That fell to the floor and broke. And the mom said that she was not allowed to leave the restaurant until she gave them a credit card to cover the damage. So
wait a minute. You're clapping for that?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, if a three-year-old is able to kick the leg out of a very, what you'd think would be a nice marble table, that sounds like a problem with the table.
I think
or
so, too. I don't think about the restaurant.
Maybe keep an eye on your kid.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, but you can't stop a three-year-old
yes,
from...
Yes, you can't. No.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
I don't know.
Denman. You can keep control of your kid.
The mom I have a said good Kim on the whim for you today, Ethan, that you will very much enjoy. You have strong
fine.
Feelings about this.
Yeah, the mom said the store told her she wasn't able to leave. She forked over her driver's license and a credit card to pay for the damage to the table. And it was not clear if she gave them the credit card information, but the table retails for $1,598.
What do you
apparently.
Think, Mark?
I think I need to know the circumstances. I think that's fair. I do. I think I need to know more circumstances about this. Is this like some high-end, really fancy restaurant where you wouldn't expect kids to be running around wild? Then I think that's a little different issue than I'm not quite sure why they had a table that was that unstable that a three-year-old could knock it over and break it.
Right.
Well, I'll give you that. But
you also said where kids can run wild. Should they be running wild?
Thank you, Sue.
There is a problem where parents don't corral their
kids.
That's true. So like you said, I think we need more context on this, but maybe a sturdier table would also be needed.
You go to the Ponderosa Buffet, your kids can run wild. That's just accepted, right? But maybe not at a higher end restaurant. That's all.
Yeah, I'm not going to bring Easton to a nice steakhouse and expect my 2-year old to sit there quietly and not throw steak at people and then eat it off the floor. So here's an interesting scholarship that some of the students in South Korea can get. This university is offering a scholarship. It's not that much, but if you can climb 6 mountains, you get a scholarship. They're saying if you climb 3 mountains by the end of the year, it's only $216 in scholarship money and then $540 to students who climb 6. But they've already had 1,400 students who have applied for this weird scholarship. And so I went down a rabbit hole and I started looking at different scholarships around the world. Like, for example, supposedly there's a possibility of you getting a scholarship, not in South Korea, anywhere, or United States, I guess, being a left-handed high school senior. I'm left-handed. I should have applied for that. Creating a crossword puzzle. Being a fan of a particular celebrity.
What?
These are so weird.
Who's donating money for this? Right.
George Soros.
Didn't we just cut all this stuff out of the budget?
Those are not government grants. These are private scholarships.
I'm sure they're private. I would be mad if I heard the government was funding these.
All right.
Listen, if they're only $400, we could come up with our own scholarship and make somebody do something.
You're probably paying more than that to get to the mountains.
If your name is Sue, then you get a scholarship.
Right.
I like that. So this story fascinates me because I love Elvis Presley, and I think he's still alive somewhere in South Carolina. But Priscilla Presley has been accused of hastening Lisa Marie's death for financial gain. Former business partners Bridget Cruz and Kevin Falco made a host of unsavory allegations in an L.A. County Superior Court lawsuit where they claimed that Priscilla knew that Lisa was getting ready to remove her from her spot atop Elvis's massive financial kingdom. And when Lisa Marie fell sick and was on, I guess, life support or whatever, they're alleging that her own mother pulled the plug quicker than she needed to out of fear that she was about to be financially harmed. Of course, they've denied it, but still.
I was going to say, but the estate is now controlled by his granddaughter, Riley.
I think.
Isn't that controversial, too? There was argument over who should have control of that estate.
Yeah, she inherited it, and then Lisa Marie, I think they did argue about that, but yeah, that's horrible. I don't know that I believe that.
No.
Because it went to Riley.
It just sounds complicated.
It does. I hate that they're still fighting over that after all these years later. Wow.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all.
Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.